Now, let's turn our attention to getting those household items around the home. Things that may be a little bit broken, maybe you don't know how to fix them. Well, help is at hand. The concept of a repair cafe is something we've seen grow a lot over recent years, thanks to the TV show Repair Shop. That's really brought it to the front of all our minds. And there is talk of a repair cafe coming to Woking as well. But let's hear what has happened in Guildford, as we're joined by Susie Brown from the Guildford Repair Cafe. Morning, Susie.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning. Yeah, lovely to talk to you today. And I gather you had your repair cafe. It happens each month, and it happened yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a session yesterday, and it was our busiest one yet, because apparently we're really getting out there now. In the last couple of months, we've been really, really productive, and we've had a steady stream of people coming in, which is really, really nice.
And what sort of items are people bringing to be repaired? Is it kind of a real mixed bag across the board kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, massively, massively mixed bag. We've had, what did we have yesterday? We had a couple of floor lamps. We had a coat. We had a laptop. What else did we have? We had a chair. You know, just a standard, you know, wood chair from the kitchen that just needed a little bit of TLC.
Yeah. So does that make it more of a challenge for you and your team, though, Susie? Because you don't know what's coming through the door.
Of course, yeah. it's sometimes we don't necessarily know what tools we're going to need or which of the volunteers are going to need to come in on that day. You know, we may have three of our ladies, lovely ladies, sat with their sewing machines and only one of them gets used. You know, but it's good because we've got quite a few all-rounders. We've got quite a few sort of jack-of-all-trades.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily matter what comes through. Someone seems to be able to sort it out.
That's good. So they're all ready and waiting. The door's open and people come in. And what's your sort of success rate? Are you able to repair most things that come in? Or do you ever get stuff that is beyond repair that you're not able to fix?
Well, I'm hoping that our success rate will increase. At the moment, it's not as good as I want it to be. Because part of that is out of our control, because a lot of items are built not to be repaired. That's just industry. There's nothing we can do about that. Even if we wanted to get into a particular item, it's just impossible. It's not like it's got screws or something.
That makes me think of modern day laptops.
Yes.
Modern day laptops you can't get into. And they're not designed to be repaired. They're all moulded into one.
I mean, there's this idea as well. Well, Susie, sorry, that, you know, you go out and you buy yourself, I don't know, a CD player, say, for 10, 15 quid, and it's all sealed. Like you say, there's no screws. You use it, and then one day it stops working. You just throw it away and get a new one. That's kind of the mentality, isn't it, that we find ourselves with.
Yeah, it doesn't help that we're in a bit of a throwaway age at the moment, where it's not in mentality, you go and get them fixed. A lot of people don't have knowledge or skills to do that. And those who do, they're not able to repair the item anyway. So, but what I have noticed is that a lot more people are becoming aware of repair cafes now. So, I mean, even if you can't repair something, you may have directed someone that has fixed it. Or sometimes it might take a couple of sessions to fix something, because we take a look at it, we diagnose it, we might pat test it, and we might figure out at least what's wrong with it and what needs to be done to fix it. So we can either direct that person on their way, or we can let them know to go and get a part, a particular part, and then they come back in the following session, then we fix it. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but we still do it.
Well, that's an invaluable service too. Being able to identify what part you need is probably half the battle for most people.
Absolutely.
Because I'm pretty sure that most people these days don't fully know how everything they own works. And
yeah, no, absolutely. And it takes that sort of mind to be able to do it. And it's great, because I've got quite a few volunteers who they have that mechanical mind and that problem-solving ability. They're just at least able to look at something and go, this is what you need to do. And that's invaluable advice as it is.
So people bringing things along, is it a case of they come with their item and they stay and watch it be repaired and maybe learn some skills? Is that kind of how it works?
That's that's the most ideal situation, yeah. We generally run on a kind of one item per person sort of thing, just because otherwise, you know, you can get people that don't get seen quick enough. But yeah, that's generally the idea, you know, bring it along, sit with the repairer if possible, and learn how to do it. You know, they might even sort of show you and teach you little bits about how to do it, and you might get to use some tools and learn some skills in a bit of a kind of workshop environment. But it's not necessary. You can just kind of sort of drop it off and go and have a cup of tea. We have a cafe as well.
So I was going to ask, actually, how do you kind of put your name on the list and get involved with the repair cafe so that you're then seen by one of the experts?
Okay, so anyone can volunteer. And if you've got sort of a skill set and want to become a repairer, great. I also need people to be my welcoming team. First people that people see when they come in the door, help them fill out a form, get their item tagged so it doesn't get lost throughout the system. Even a dedicated tea and coffee maker, I could always use one of those.
we could all do with one of those page.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a Facebook page, Guildford Repair Cafe, and also if you just Google it, then it comes up with the email address and my telephone number. So anyone is welcome to get in contact if they want to get involved. It's quite a nice sort of thing to get involved in, because we literally, our sessions only really run at the moment for sort of a couple of hours once a month. So if you just want to get involved but they don't have a great deal of time, it still works.
Yeah.
There's not a great deal of time that people need to up.
Yeah, definitely. And the volunteers, I mean, are you again, a lot of retired people, maybe people that used to work in different professions, have those skills that they're able to bring to it? Who's sort of volunteering for you?
So, I
do
have a couple of people who are I have a retired electrician. I have a lot of younger people as well. I even have one of my most recent volunteers. He brings his daughter along, who's sort of a young and aspiring repairer. You know, she's always sort of following him around and seeing what he's doing and asking about all the tools. And I feel like I have an aspiring repairer in a way.
Pair of the future,
yes.
Younger generation as well.
And if you're someone that's got something you want to have fixed, how do you go about that? Do you just find out through the Facebook page when it's on, turn up and wait to be seen? Or do you have to kind of register your interest to have something repaired? Or
We don't have any sort of online registration at the moment. If we get really, really busy, then it's something that I might consider. But I don't feel... I don't feel like it's fair to have an online booking system if there are people who don't go online, if there are people who don't, you know, use Facebook or don't have a computer to register, to then sort of turn up and find. It's probably a mixture of the both. But at the moment, it's basically just turn up.
Turn up and
turn up the item, we sort of tag it and maybe do a little ticket. And depending on which repairers are free and which repairers you need, but it probably doesn't sort of warrant the conventional queuing system, because if all of the mechanics are busy but what you need is actually textiles related, then you can wait, you can skip past everyone who's waiting for a mechanic and go straight to the sewing machine. So kind of got to sort of wing it and take it a bit cut.
It's an amazing thing that you're doing, and it's not just about, you know, obviously about keeping things out of landfill, which is really important, and, you know, the cost of living, if you can repair an item and get it working again, it saves you buying a new one. But also, I imagine that people are coming to you, Susie, are coming to a pet cafe with an item that has great sentimental value and maybe has stopped working and it means too much to throw away, and that must be just such a beautiful experience when those sort of items are fixed and you hear the stories behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a gentleman come in with an old stool that he had made for his grandson, you know, and it had all the carvings in it and everything. And one of the legs had fallen off, so he came in with that and we tinkered about with it. And he left with a stool with all of its legs and a big smile on his face.
Oh, there you go. And that makes it all worthwhile for you when you get experiences like that, I'd imagine.
Oh, it really does. Yeah. You know, even just a TV. You know, I had a lady come in with a TV. She'd accidentally snapped the aux cable off inside it. So, you know, it wasn't much of a repair. She couldn't do it herself. She didn't know how, and she didn't want to break it. So she brought it in, and we saved the £60.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. So many benefits. Yeah. And do you think, Susie, that it's down to programmes, you know, like the repair shop? I mean, we're seeing that sort of on our TV screens and, you know, the idea of repairing rather than throwing away, people maybe sort of seeking out these repair cafes. Do you think that's kind of leading to the growth of the idea?
I think it really is, because, I mean, it sort of gives it away, but people keep coming in saying, are you the repair shop? you're on the right track. I love the repair shop, though, because they do a lot of upcycling as well.
Yeah.
You know, it has misled some people with us, because we are purely repairs, and we're quite small, you know, household repairs. You know, we don't necessarily do these big, massive sort of projects that take weeks at a time, or like these upcycling things. And I did have to turn a lady down who wanted sort of a reupholstering of something.
I can imagine. That would take a while.
On the right track of what we do. But I'm glad that it does sort of point people to us, and people aware that this sort of thing exists. And we are literally all over Surrey. As you said at the beginning, there is one coming to Woking.
There is.
In Clam, hopefully being set up by sort of the summertime.
Yes.
There's also one in the future going to be set up in Fleet. We already have one in Godalming, Farnham, Epsom, Woking, to potentially have more sessions. And maybe run the session for a little bit longer so that more people have an opportunity to come along. But I absolutely think that's possible, and especially with, you know, Martin's knowledge and expertise. You know, he's managed to already bring together all of the repair cafes in Surrey, and we have like a monthly network meeting where we all talk about
share ideas and share resources, I suppose, as well. So maybe, I don't know, if you need someone with a certain skill set, you can maybe look at people in other areas and do sort of liaise and share ideas and things.
Yeah, it really, really works, you know, because some repair cafes are second Saturday of the month. Some are on the 4th, you know, so we're spread out throughout the month, and it's great to know about each other, because then if someone comes to me, or if someone gets in contact with me and they can't come to mine, I can direct them to another one, and I can say, oh, well, on the 1st Saturday, you can get to this town, go and see these guys. They are, you know, really, really good with woodwork. They've got a lot of stuff, you know, whereas I might not be quite so well endowed with wood tools.
So you actually support each other as well as support the public, which is brilliant.
Well, that's the thing. We're a community service. We're a free service. We're not exactly businesses that are in competition with each other. We're part of a larger movement.
A movement that's only going to grow and grow. And it's so nice that you have, you know, a real community feel about it as well. So it's more than just about getting the items repaired. There's sort of a social aspect of it, and for the volunteers to maybe use those skills and people to come down to the regular meetings. So there's so many benefits to this, isn't there?
Yeah, it really is. It brings so many people together, especially on our little community, you know, estate. A lot of people, our location is brilliant because you can easily get a bus from town. The bus stop stops right outside the park, and you just sort of pop along behind the trees and it's there. You can walk. It brings in all sorts of different ages. People can come along with their kids. Obviously, we don't let the kids sort of go anywhere near where the tools are in the sort of repair section, but the space that we've got to work with in the Hive in the community centre is amazing. And the Hive doesn't just host us, you know, the Hive hosts a whole range of different community activities.
Brilliant.
As well. So it's really nice.
Brilliant. So, I mean, if people are interested in what you're doing in Guildford, tell us, you know, when your next session is and how we can find out more.
Okay, so, like I said, our sessions run on the second Saturday of every month. So, unbeknown to me, I sort of set up the next one on Easter Saturday. So, whether or not I get a whole host of people who have that weekend off, or we're completely dead, I don't know. But Easter Saturday is our next one, 8th of April. You can find us on Facebook, Guildford Repair Task. And also, if you Google us, you've then got the address to find us. You've got the phone number, which is mine. You'd be speaking to myself, and the email address as well, if anyone prefers email. Yeah, and you can just sort of drop me a message any time and sort of inquire about particular items. There might be some items which I say absolutely yes, some items which I say, oh, I'm not quite sure about that one. But I might be able to then direct you somewhere else.
Yes, there you go. Signposting to one of the other cafes. Brilliant. I love the community feel of this and the fact that, you know, you're bringing the community together, keeping things out of landfill, getting people's items fixed. It's just brilliant. So, yeah, we'll check out your next session on Easter Saturday. But, Susie, for now, thank you so much for telling us about the brilliant work you're doing.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you so much for having me and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Susie.
You too. There we go. Susie Brown from the Repair Cafe in Guildford on Radio Woking.